With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Several universities have rejected the Trump administration's higher education funding deal, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The White House recently sent a letter to nine universities asking them to commit to Trump administration policies on gender and race in exchange for priority access to funding. MIT leadership said the proposal would limit free speech and campus independence. Similar concerns were cited in rejections from Brown University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the University of Southern California. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Instagram is making changes it says will better safeguard America's teenagers.
Teens will no longer be able to follow accounts that regularly share age-inappropriate content, such as links to OnlyFans accounts. If teens already follow these accounts, content and messaging is blocked. Anyone under 18 signing up for Instagram is automatically placed into restrictive teen accounts unless a parent or guardian gives them permission to opt out. The company also adding an even stricter setting parents can set up. I'm Julie Walker.
One of China's most important meetings begins tomorrow as its top leader, Xi Jinping, and other ruling Communist Party elites gather in Beijing to map out the country's goals for the next 5 years. The closed-door gathering, known as the Fourth Plenum, will tackle policy proposals and details of China's next five-year plan, a blueprint for 2026 through 2030. A Cameroonian flagged ship has caught fire in the Gulf of Aden off Yemen. At least one mariner missing, one still likely aboard the burning tanker after the rest of the crew abandoned the vessel. British and European Union officials offering differing opinions about what sparked the blaze aboard the Falcon. This is SRN News. Recent high-profile deadly attacks on places of worship have intensified anxiety and outright fear among clergy and people of faith worldwide. In just the past 6 weeks, there have been attacks on a synagogue in Manchester, England, a Mormon church in Michigan, and a Catholic church in Minnesota hosting a mass for school children. Before that, there were high-profile attacks at mosques in New Zealand, a synagogue in Pennsylvania, and a Sikh temple in Wisconsin. Security measures have been bolstered at many places of worship. October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and President Trump has released a statement. Mr. Trump's proclamation says that, quote, every child is created in the holy image and likeness of God with inherent dignity and worth. We celebrate the extraordinary individuals living with Down Syndrome who bring joy, wonder, and meaning to the world. Down Syndrome can be identified by prenatal testing, and abortion advocates have been campaigning for years to get women bearing such children to terminate their pregnancies. This is SRN News. The preseason poll for NCAA men's basketball is out, and it has a Big Ten contender at the top. We get more from correspondent Githan Kulbaugh.
Purdue is number one in the preseason Associated Press men's college basketball poll for the first time. The Boilermakers earned 35 of 61 first-place votes to top the AP Top 25 poll to begin the 2025-26 season. That put Matt Painter's squad ahead of the two teams that played in last year's NCAA title game.
We've had good teams, but we also got an elite environment. So I think that... not everybody has that.
Runner-up Houston was number two, while reigning champion Florida was number three. UConn was fourth, followed by St. John's. Duke, Michigan, BYU, Kentucky, and Texas Tech rounded out the top 10. The SEC, Big Ten, and Big 12 each had six ranked teams. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is SRN News.